former managing general partner of the Rangers, and of course, the former president of the United States. Joining us now on the ticket hotline is the Honorable George W. Bush. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, thanks so much for the time, and I know you're happy about the Rangers being one win away from the title.
Let me just say, it's good to speak with the musers. Since I've moved back to Dallas, I've become a P1.
Ah, great.
Thank you.
Matter of fact, I'm going to come to Summer Bash and watch Donnie Do.
Oh, really? You like him, huh?
I like Donnie Do. And just a message to all you Ranger fans out there, mission accomplished.
Well, no, hold on.
Yeah, they still got another game.
One to go.
Well, I didn't go to the game last night. It was a date night with Laura.
Mm.
So I took her to Dave and Buster's.
Okay.
To watch the game?
Played Bop-A-Mole and Galaga and the little hook game.
Oh, the claw thing?
The claw game. I was doing my own version of the claw. But I wished I'd gone to the ballpark, but I just hate C.J. Wilson so much.
You do?
Oh, come on.
We have in this country Italian-Americans and African-Americans, and then the category C.J.'s in, douchey-American.
Yeah, he had his struggles last night, but he made it through okay.
It just annoys me.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't want you to misinterpretate me.
Okay.
I root for the Rangers, and I think that the Rangers will win the series. In fact, I just cashed in a ticket, I bet, at the beginning of the year that the Rangers would be in the World Series again. I paid out 50 to 1.
Oh.
I bet $50, so I get $1.
No, it's the other way around.
I don't understand the math, but I went to my bank and I was going to cash the ticket, but I was blocked by protesters.
Oh really?
Boy.
Occupy Dallas protesters?
Yes, and I have a message for them.
Hmm.
To the occupiers, as a one percenter who has recently been within close range of you, I say that 99% of you smell like 100% mule butt. You're becoming evildoers because you need to wash those places that the Lord has deemed evil, unbiblical. They have all let their taint go to seed.
All right.
Well, let's not get caught up in that.
They need to dangle their ass in a koi pond, allow the fish to remove their humanity.
Okay. Man.
What about the Rangers? We thought we were going to talk Rangers with you this morning, not Occupy.
Well, this morning I was visiting with Dick Cheney's hologram, and he told me that he, too, is rooting for the Rangers.
Okay.
That's all I have to say on that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to work in the phrase Dick Cheney's hologram.
Okay, well, you worked it in there. Just
certainly
nice.
Encourage your listeners to do the same.
Okay.
Did you see where Nolan dropped my first pitch the other night?
Yeah,
that was unfortunate. You zinged one in there.
I was so annoyed that I sexted an Anthony Weiner-like pick to Ruth.
Oh, gosh.
Jeez.
That's inappropriate.
I was really straining the BVDs with my presidential pleasure stick.
Oh, gosh.
And, hey, I got a little bit of advice for the Texas Rangers.
All right.
Somebody needs to rip the ear mic off of Derek Holland.
Oh, you call it that, too?
Yes, he's doing tired impressions that anyone can do.
Anybody can do a Harry Carey impersonation.
Hey, you think you could?
I can easily do what we call a Harry Carey impersonation.
Okay.
Hey, how can a guy from Mexico lose it in the sun? Hey.
Okay.
That's all Mexicans do is be in the sun.
All right.
They lay around out there in the sun.
No.
Hey.
You got a lot of same voice going there, Mr. President.
You can't tell that was Harry Carey?
No, not really.
No.
Or he did Arnold. I can do Arnold.
Okay.
You got to ask yourself, did I fire 6 shots or only 5? Ask yourself, punk. Do you feel lucky? It's lucky something you feel.
I think that's Clint Eastwood you're doing.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you know what they say, fool me once, shame on me.
Uh-huh.
Fool me twice, shame on... You can't get fooled again.
Oh, right.
Right. There you go. Well, it's such an honor to have you on. We appreciate it. And anytime you want to talk Rangers baseball, you just give us a call.
Well, I will do, musers, at... We listen to you all the time, constantly. And
sounds like you got another phone call coming.
Yeah, I had the red phones ringing over here, so I got to get going. It may be President Hussein Obama calling me for a little advice.
Yeah.
You want me to end with a political joke?
Sure.
An illegal alien, a Muslim, and a communist go into a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And the bartender says, "What can I get you, Mr. President?"
Oh, gosh.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you. That's allegedly the former president with us here on the Dunham and Miller Show. 847.